Blog Talk Radio.
God God bless you all this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. And you know what? We're going to continue to rejoice in and be glad in Him. We just give honor to the Spirit of God who is the head of our life. And we just thank Him so much, my God. We thank Him so much because when it doesn't matter what you go through in life, people could count you out, but God gonna always count you in. I'm telling you right now, that's why I pray that many of you, you'll continue to walk on the beat of the Lord. Amen. You'll continue to walk on the rhythm and the beat of the Lord. My God, we just thank God for our international listeners, our partners, my God, all over the world. We just thank God for each and every one of you, Australia, Norway. My God, we thank God for what He's doing within you. And we just thank God that you trust us to be your social media family. It's a blessing. We do not take it lightly, but we do take it seriously. Amen. It's always an honor. Amen. I send a shout out to my wife. I thank God for her. And we send a shout out to ADM family. God bless all of you. Amen. And right here in the United States of America, God bless you all. Thank God for you all. Amen. From all the way up to New York down to the Florida Keys. Amen. We thank God for you all as well. And we want to keep on pushing. We want to keep on going. And I want you to keep on going because God has greatness for you. Your life, your life is favor. Your life is favor. Your walk is favor. Everything about you is favor. Amen. Listen, we're going to be down in the Florida, my God, this Friday. Friday night, we're going to be down in Florida celebrating, my God, a pastoral, my God, church celebration. And I truly believe that God is going to do what He got to do. And I'm telling you right now, if you're in that area, we want you to come and meet us. We want you to come and be with us. Amen. And we want you to come just celebrate with us because I know that God has, my God, America, a blessing. He has with your name on it. And I'm telling you right now, you want to make sure you're somewhere connected because whenever God is doing a paradigm shift or doing a shift or whatever He's going to pour out, I don't care. I would love to be around and be a part of it. So we invite you, amen, for you come and spend time with us. You come get into it with us, my God. We're going to try to make it available for those that cannot make it, cannot travel through, my God, through this blog. We're going to try to make it available, and we're going to try to do some live streaming, amen, for you can be able to be a part and come and join us in the midst of that service. Amen. I just thank God for what He is doing, saints of God, because it's no matter what you go through and no matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, let me tell you something, God is good. It doesn't matter. My God, He is good. And always remember that it is your season. It is a walk for greatness. Amen. And because there's greatness there, it's your time. It is your time to make some decisions. Amen. It's your time to make the decision. Are you going to walk with greatness or are you just going to stay in the same old, amen, and keep walking with the same old, keep having the same old problems, keep having the same old talk, keep having the same old, amen. You go ahead and walk in greatness that God called you to walk in. My God, listen, my God, before we really dive into things, my God, and let God encourage us or whatever you want to do, amen, we're going to go ahead and let that pioneer, Mother Jackson, God bless you, go ahead and intercede for us, my God. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Apostle, this morning. Thank you, and my Heavenly Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I first come giving honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Apostle, and to our First Lady of ADM, Letitia Spencer, and to each and every one of you that tune in this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you once more, God, almost as little children, God, coming to the throne of thanksgiving once more and just telling you thank you, Lord, Thank you for another day's journey, God. Thank you how you touched us with a finger of love, God. And we began to rise, God. And when we woke up this morning, our mind was still stayed on you. So we say thank you, Lord. We thank you for another day's journey, God. We realize that you truly didn't have to do it, but you did, God. So we say thank you just for that, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning, God. God, you are great, God. You're loving, God. We thank you, God, because you are the keeper of our lives, God. We thank you, God, for creating in us a clean heart and renewing the right spirit of O'Shea in us in the name of Jesus, God. So this morning, God, we say, God, have your way this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthened us this morning. So I pray, God, this morning that your people begin to rise, God. Lift up their hands, God, and just tell you thank you this morning. God, begin to shake them this morning, God. Because they got to know the kind of emotion. Their strength comes from you, God. No other emotion that we know is just like you, God. We lift up every minister this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And God, emotion, we pray, God, that you strengthen them. We pray, God, that they continue to tune in to you, God. We pray, God, that the emotion, God, keep marching on the emotion, that realizing they can do all things to you. It's nothing they can't do with you, God, but this morning, God, I pray, God, that they continue to keep their heart pure, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to know they have the victory in them by standing in you, God. They have the victory this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God. No matter that what we have to go through, God, we got to know about kind of emotion that you're with us. You'll never leave us nor forsake us this morning, God. We pray, God, that you give them trouble and mercy to and for wherever they have to go, God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace this morning, God. We lift up our babies to the emotion once more to you, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God. And going to school and back, wherever their destiny got to be, God, continue to shield them and protect them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, lift up our elderly ones, God, our oldest one, God, the one that has wisdom, we pray, God, continue to let them pour out to our view, even to the oldest in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, this morning, God, of emotion, keep us still in you, God. Keep our ears tuned in to you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your peace this morning, of emotion, the greatest peace that we ever know is a kind of emotion. We thank you for your joy, God. We thank you for your shepherd, of emotion, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Yes, Lord, let us continue to run and not lose back, God, because we realize today nothing that the world has to offer us is because of the most shame. Nothing has the most shame, God. Let us begin to tell the world bye-bye. Tell them the most shame back in the mighty name of Jesus. Say that kind of the most, kind of the most. Hold on to Jesus this morning. Hold on to him for a lifetime. This is not our home, huh? We're just passing through the most, kind of the most. We're just passing through, huh? Oh, yes, we are. Oh, this morning, we ought to just begin to dance before God. Dance before, how about Sunday? Keep your jaw up on your lips, son of a Sunday, and a melody in your heart. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray this morning, God, that we continue to lay before you. Cry out like never before, God. Don't let us look at what's happening, God, but let us, son of a Shay, knowing that you are turning every situation around. Oh, God, this morning we lift up as a sick vessel this morning, and we say, son of a Shay, not by your stripes, God, and we come to the most, Shay. We are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Our bodies are healed, son of a Shay, not because this is the most, Shay, not. Yes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. This morning we declare, the blood of Jesus the most shine is over apparatus. The blood of Jesus the most shame is over diabetes. The blood of Jesus the most shame is over high blood pressure. The blood of Jesus is over AIDS. It's nothing too hard that God can't do. Yes, he's healing her by Sinai. He's healing. He's delivering her about kind of emotion. Breakthrough for the emotion. miracles and wonders this morning. You just got to believe it and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, this morning, we just thank you for what you're doing in everybody's life, God. Oh, God, we lift up the Moshe. We lift up the one, the Moshe, God. Don't believe this morning, God. I just believe in my sanctified soul. You come to the Moshe. They will believe in the last and evil day. They shall believe. How about Sunday? In the mighty name of Jesus. How do I come to the Moshe? I believe even right now they'll begin to call on the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The Moshe. It's powerful. How about Sunday? In the mighty name of Jesus. God, I lift up everyone that have an addiction this morning. How about Sunday? Oh, I believe in the morning to come to the Moshe. They are delivered. I'm not saying they will be delivered, but I'm saying they are delivered. Come to the Moshe delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Moshe. I just a very child that's giving their parents trouble today. I believe in my sanctified soul of our son. Oh, it's already done. In the mighty name of Jesus, I lift every weary mother up this morning. Come to the Moshe. Hold your head up in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, begin to open your mouth and say, my child is the Moshe. She's not hard-headed. She's up to standing. Oh, what kind of the Moshe? She's getting good grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I pray this morning, come to the Moshe, that you all will be encouraged in the mighty name of Jesus. You got to realize the Moshe, everybody's not going to encourage you. Stand in the mirror and to encourage your own self. Tell yourself, I'm better than this. I'm more than the conqueror, son. Tell yourself, I can't. It's no more I won't, my son, not. But I can in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah this morning, God. Oh, God, I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning for the roof that you placed on our heads, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Son of Moshe, we thank you this morning for the food that you placed on our table, God. We got to realize, Son of Moshe, now, don't complain. Just thank God for what you have. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God, I pray this morning, God, that you touch every heart that is tuned in, even the one that's not, the most shun that, let them feel your power, shun the most through their bodies, God, through their veins, that never before had of my son that they had, and let them realize, yes, it's the Lord, it is God, that they're not coming to the most change this morning, they have touched you with a thing of love, this morning of my son that, oh God, we thank you this morning, God, because we realize ever when you come in contact with Jesus Christ, you can't stay the same. You won't be the same. Have I said that to come to the motion? It will be a change in the name of Jesus. So I say to you today, be encouraged, son of my son. Take a stand for Jesus, son of God. Take a stand for him this morning like never before. And love like never before. Let your love flow over the mouth that they had this morning. These things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Have a come to the most day this morning, God.
Oh, we give you praise, oh, we give you praise. Oh, we give you praise, God. We thank you. We thank you, God. We bless your name. We worship you this morning. We give you the glory this morning. We praise your name this morning. We give you praise this morning. We thank you, God, this morning. Somebody this morning just need to give God a praise. You need to give God a thank you. It doesn't matter if you're feeling low this morning. You go ahead and give God a thank you. You go ahead and give God a praise. My God, he is good. He is good. God, we thank you. We give you the praise. We magnify your name. We declare, we decree it today, God, that this is the day that not only you have made, but we're going to rejoice. We're going to be blessed. We're going to walk in the fullness. We're going to ascribe it to the day, God. God, we thank you, God, for things that you are doing. We thank you, God, that everything that you're going to release into this day, we're going to receive everything. From this day, everything out of this day, everything that you have dispatched for to this day, God, we receive it in the name of Jesus. Shake us, Holy Ghost. shake out spiritual, shake out mind, shake out soul, shake us in the name of Jesus. Shake us, God, all the way from Australia, all the way from Norway, all the way from the United Kingdom, in the name of Jesus here in the United States, all the way from South Africa. Shake us, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Stir up our spirit in the name of Jesus. Shake us, Lord. Breathe upon us in the name of Jesus. Is anybody want the Holy Ghost to breathe on you this morning? Is anybody want God to move upon you this morning? I dare you to thank Him. I dare you to bless Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, we bless
you.
Somebody just need to thank Him. You need to bless Him. You need to worship Him. You need to give Him glory. I dare you to let the Spirit of the Lord to breathe upon you this morning. I dare you to let the Spirit of the Lord begin to have His way with you this morning. I dare you. My God, you're not going to worry about yesterday or what's to come, but I dare you to seize this moment that you and the Holy Ghost, seize this moment with you and the Spirit of the living God, because everything that God has for you, it is for you. You need to claim it for you. You need to walk in it for you, because God has, my God Almighty, the miracle with your name on it. It is your season. It is your time. It is your place to be blessed. And I dare you, my God, you go ahead and give God a thank you. Is there anybody this morning just thinking of the goodness of the Lord and all that He has done for you, all that He has made a way through it all, my God? Even some of us, we could testify, we could have walked away from ourselves. We got sick and tired of ourselves. We got sick and tired of our way. But we thank God that He stayed with us. We thank God He kept pressing us through. We thank God when we didn't see it, God seen it forward. We thank God, my God, when we try to count ourselves out, God count us in. We thank God, my God Almighty. You might as well go ahead and give God a praise. It is your time, my God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is a good God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We call upon your name. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. And I just bless His holy name, because He is worthy to be praised. My God, you go in and thank Him. You go in and bless His name. You go in and walk with Him, because it is worthy to be praised. If God have not did it, it wouldn't have done. So we thank God for getting it done for us. We thank Him. He still blessed Him. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still taking care. He's still supplying needs. He's the God of my wish. Thank Him for what He is still doing. We thank Him. My God, I heard the songwriter say, the blood never loses power. The blood never loses power. I'm telling you this morning, some of you need to declare and decree the blood in your life over your situation. My God Almighty, because the blood never loses His power. And no, it does not. It never lose His power. Amen. My God, what a blessing. God, we serve. The saints of God, I just tell you, I just thank God for so much. We give God the praise. I'm telling you right now, I just pray, my God Almighty, that you never get comfortable. You never get comfortable in your life, my God Almighty, to where you're not realizing what God has, God is doing in you. You never get to the place to where you become comfortable. Amen. So many of us, we come to the place to where we'll go through this season to where we get comfortable. Amen. Because why? My job is doing good. I got a little work going on. I got a little my bills and getting little things are taken care of. You know, other words, you was in a season of dryness. Now you got a little water coming in. And sometimes when we start getting some moisture to come back into our life, we get a little comfortable. The book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom. The book of wisdom teaches us to live every day like it's your last. Baby, you got to live. I'm going to tell you the secret. One thing about men, I'm going to tell you the secret that men, first lady, one thing that we do. We live every day. We live every day just as if we're in a struggle and we need God to help us to get out of it. Amen. It doesn't matter what we have. It doesn't matter what is accomplished. It doesn't matter what God gave us. We're going to live every day that like we are in a struggle, and we need God to help us out. We need God to provide for us. We need God to take care of something. If you live every day running out of the things of God, calling on his name, as if you were in the valley, as if you were in a struggle, as if you was in a hole, I'm telling you right now, you're going to, before you even blink your eyes and before you really realize how blessed your life is, because you won't never get into a place to where you are comfortable with God. You will never get into a place to where your life is comfortable. Everything around you is comfortable. I'm telling you right now, and you need to live every day is like your last. You need to live every day, my God. I got to get up this morning. I got to go for it. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're going to supply some need. Every day, you're going to get ready to get a victory. Y'all got to hear me.
Amen.
You seek God like you're going to get ready to be a victory. You seek God like you need your financial turn around. You continue to seek God like, my God, you are getting. Y'all know how we are. Nobody had to tell you to pray. Nobody had to tell you to come to and seek the
place.
You know who you were when you was in a struggle. Nobody had to tell you to call somebody to get prayer. You ain't had to. Nobody had to tell you to get the Bible full of scripture that God's going to help you. God's going to see you new. No. You seek the kingdom of God first. So I ask you and I encourage you, no matter what your life at, you seek the kingdom of God first. You seek it first. You seek it first. My God, you got to seek it so much till you feel as though you're in a wrestling match with the kingdom. You're in a fighting match with the kingdom. Let God lay you down in the green pastures. Let God make you rest in the Let him make you rest in the field. Amen. My God, that brings me to the question that I really want to ask everyone this morning. My God, because it's so many of us, so many things of God. We talked about it one morning, that how we know we are blessed. How do you know you are blessed? Amen. How do you know you are blessed? We talked about that one morning. So many testimonies and different things came down. So next topic we just want to just really, my God, to dig into, because we got some listeners that is listening right now. They asked this question, seen a tweet. They asked this question, amen. And I told them, just tuning in. My God, we're going to put it on the air. We're going to hear the perspective from different individuals. Amen. We're going to hear the perspective to different individuals. If we know, this is the question, if we know that we are blessed, how do we get to the place to where we're ready to quit and throw in the towel? My God Almighty, let me say that again. If we know that we are blessed, and if we know that God is on our side, how do we know, how do we get to the place to where we're ready to quit and throw in the towel? And some of us, some individuals, they don't only get to the place, but they actually quit and throw in the towel. How do we get to that place? And if we know we are blessed, amen, how do we get to that place? I want you to go ahead and press 1, my God, and please come on with your ornament, my God, come on, and with your perspective on it, my God. I want you to press, go ahead and press 1, because it's so many people struggling with this question right here. So many people are having mind battles with this right here. One minute they up, next minute they are down. My God, I want to speak to the ones, my God, that you've been in this race for a long time. You understand both sides of the fence. You understand that where you're ready to quit, you're ready to throw in the towel. My God, how do we get to this place, church? How do we get to this place, saints of God? How do we get to the place? One minute we have a season to where we're on our face, we're praying, we're seeking the face of God. Amen. I see you calling. We're going to get ready. I'm going to open up the lines. One minute we're on our face, we're praying, we're seeking the face of God. We're fasting, everything thriving, everything going good. But all of a sudden we get to the place to where, oh, I'm ready. We're ready to quit, ready to throw in the towel. I can't take it no more. How do we get to this place? Amen. 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 My God Almighty. Mother Jackson, I know y'all phone line is on one. I don't know if you wanted to go first, my God, and we're going to go on down the line. So if you can, go ahead and press one. We want you to jump on in there because I know we got some strong leaders, strong ministers on this morning. Pastors, apostles, please come on in. You're going to help some individuals out, my God Almighty, because our main objective, we don't want you to come. Our main objective, watch this, our main objective. We understand that you might come to that place, but our main objective, we wanted you to know you are overcomer. Amen. 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 God bless you. We're finna get ready to go to our first caller. God bless you. Please have your phone off of mute. Amen. And I'm gonna call out your first four digits, and we're gonna bring you in. God bless you, caller. You're on the air, 8095. God bless you.
Praise God. Good morning, Pastor, and all the members of your congregation. I just thank God today because I've learned since I've been in this way for so long. You get to the point where you want to throw in the towel just before your miracle comes. The Lord told me, and he taught me, as it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. You know, when you put your hand that spiritual baby, and those contractions get so hard, you say, oh, God, I don't want to go through this. Forget the baby. Ooh, I don't want to go through this. But, you know, when that baby comes, you say, oh, isn't that beautiful? You forget all the contractions. Ooh, you forget all the pain you've been through. So it's the same way in the spiritual. Just before the miracle comes, you get so the devil beat you up. You go through so much until you said, I want to give up. I can't take no more. But wait, the miracle is at hand. It's right. You're fixing to give birth to your miracle. Stay in the race. Don't give up. God bless you.
God bless.
My God, my God, my God. My God, that was powerful. That right there, we could shout all morning from that one.
Amen.
My God. And Paula, before you left, as soon as you played on, I heard the Spirit of the Lord to tell me to tell you, he told me to tell you that get ready for restoration. You're going to get things restored back unto you. Amen. God said you're going to get ready to walk into a season. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. My God. God said you're going to get ready to now walk into your season. He said, yes. He said, daughter, he said, yes, tell my daughter that time and the way has been hard. And yes, even this question that is put out by my servant says, God, you have experienced that. But God said you kept the faith. You kept holding on. And God said, now offer the cause individuals to give unto you. Individuals now, my God, realizing the things that they've done to you and the things that, my God, he said, even as we now, I am restoring everything back unto you. God said, tell you that I have not forgot all. I have not forgot about you. He said, tell you, he said, I honor you and I keep and I honor every prayer through hard turns, through the struggle. Even your tears send out prayers unto me. And God say, tell you that now you're finna get ready to walk in the area of restoring, a restoration. He said, my daughter Zion, you're going to begin to rest like never before. Your mind is going to rest. Everything about you finna get ready to rest. And he say, tell you, yes, my God Almighty, it's a financial return finna come back on all the seeds and all, my God, all the seeds that you don't plant it into people's lives. You finna get a return to come come back into you like never before. Lord, say, I have not forgot about you, but you don't win through, and you went through that to where I could look upon you and say, now you are a servant that I could trust. You are a servant that I hear, my God Almighty, when you call my name. He said, you are a servant that my God Almighty, when you make a well before the heavens, it's a sound that breaks out in the heaven. He said, now my daughter, I heard you, and I'm dispatching, as you don't begin to release in your prayer time, the angels on your behalf. You get ready, my God Almighty, for your, my God, to receive what God has for you. My God, your season, your time, your place. You get ready to rejoice into the thing. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost. Shut up, she inspiration in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Spirit. My God, my God, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He has done for us, my soul cannot do nothing but rise. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody just need to take a few minutes and just go ahead and thank the living God. Give Him the praise, because He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 My God, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. My God, go ahead and call us. My God, you go ahead and press 1 on your phone. We want to get with you, my God. We want to hear your response, my God Almighty, because one thing that I know about this, Mother Jackson, everyone don't win so different. Everyone has a different perspective, because the way I might come out of something, that might not be the way you came down. But at the end of the day, I believe that everybody that has been in a race for a long time, we all came to that point. We all came to that place. As a matter of fact, some of us probably did throw in the towel. But I thank God, my God, He has a way to bring you back out. Amen. Amen. So go ahead and press 1 on your phone, my God Almighty. We're going to go ahead and get with you, and we're just going to thank God for what He is.
Amen.
My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Amen. You,
come on.
My God, go ahead, Mother. Go ahead.
I just want to say, I've been through many trials and tribulations, even this year, even with my husband. I'm going to say, but yet and still, it's just something of what's on the inside. Many times I wanted to throw in the towel, but yet I say, how about say, God done brought me this far. I refuse to give up. I say, whatever I got to do, if I have to push like an ocean, it's my last time. I'm going to stay. I'm going to stand for Jesus. Because He's been mighty good to me. And I have a made up mind. No matter what I got to go through, I got to stand, and I must stand. And I just want to tell the people, you got to have a made-up mind that you want to love. You want to love God, and you're going to run this race out without tripping, the most shame. And you're going to stand like never before. You're not going to look back no matter what nobody say or what they do. You're going to have your mind made up, and your eyes going to be focused on Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 My God, anybody else, my God, that I'm definitely going to bring forth my perspective. I know some of you listening say, Pastor, what about you? Now, we want to hear some real stuff. We want to hear some real stuff. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you some real stuff. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, listen, let me share you other things from my perspective and my experience. And I'm going to give you some real stuff right now. Amen. Before I answer the call as a pastor, and before I answer and begin to walk into the assignment that God pretty much put a demand on me to walk into, I never was to the place to where I wanted to give up and throw in the towel with God. I never came to that place. So I really cannot answer. Has times been hard through my walk of faith? And you better believe it was hard. It was hard. And I'm talking about I was to the low of the potentate. Amen. Even when I met my wife, I came here to join. I met my wife. My wife could tell you I was always a man of prayer. I was always a man. This is not something because, oh, he a pastor or he apostle. No, this is a way of life before I even must walk into the calling fully. Amen. That I, you know, that a life. Amen. But I want to show you this. when I answer the call, when I answer the call, mm-hmm. and I become to walk in the call to lead God's people to Him, my God, I found out that this is the hardest job that anybody could possibly undergo. It was times in my pastoral times. It was times in the pastoral time as we pastor. Yes, I wanted to throw in the towel. I wanted to throw in the towel. I did not want to throw in the towel on God, but I wanted to throw in the towel on the people, because I didn't know that how wicked that this can be. How so much deception. How much so much mess that you know that. It's in the body. It's in it. And the task that comes at you, and it's real. You know, it's real. The accusations, the lies, and you know, when God said you will be persecuted when the Bible says you will be persecuted for my name's sake, it is real. It is real. And I found out that you don't have to do anything. You just got to be, just live a life according to what God called you to be. You can have the best intentions for people. You can have the best intentions for them. My God, trust me, they're going to walk away. I found that out. But you know what? In that time, this is pretty much about was the first time in my life to where I said, God, I can't no more. I'm not taking my family through this. I'm not taking my home through this. This is not this is not right. But you know what God shared with me? Because every time when you get to that place, watch this, a paradigm shift happened in your life. Every time you get to that place. Because once I get to a place, I back up and I like to talk to God, because I be the first one to examine my life. I examine my hands. I examine my thoughts. I examine everything about me. God had to show me, and through that time, I got a whole different perspective of pastor and of covering, because God had to take me by my hand and show me something. He showed me. He said, it is your job to cover the people, to cover them as I clean them up. It is your job, my God Almighty, to feel the pain. Because just as the first caller said, it's just like a woman giving birth to a child and you're feeling the contraction. Once you connect to the man or connect to a woman of God that God signed you to, you go into a womb. And it's a matter of time when God said they're ready. It's contraction happening. Then a birthing take place. God said it's your job. It's your job to protect and cover the least ones. In the midst of that, you're going to get hit. In the midst of that, you're going to get hurt. So I found out, thanks to God, the more truth or the more information you find out, it's going to keep you from throwing in a towel. It's going to keep us from that place because I understand. I understand. Yeah. When you're into a place to where you don't understand, you know, you can say, I don't understand. I don't understand this. You know, we always have been good. All we have to try to have the best, try to want the best for people in their life, then the persecution. Then, you know, this stuff is real. This is the only time in my life that I was ready to throw in a towel on something. I want to tell my brother, especially in South Africa, you're going to come to that place. But you got to understand that who God is, and God is your source, not people. God is your source, not circumstances. God is your source. Amen? You're going to have to understand that, because in my walk, I thought I understood, because I never came to that point when I did not, never came to that point in my life, but I had to come to that point for I could understand and relate. It get hard. Yes, it does. It can be a cold world. Yes, it does. And it can definitely be a cold world for the main one speaking in tongues. Pat you on your back, there they got your back. It can be a cold world. But one thing about it, you got to know you trust in God. You trust in Jesus. You trust in Him. As long as you know you trust in God, you trust in Jesus, that's the only thing going to keep you from walking away from anything. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, this is a place where it's real. This is a place to where, my God, you know you're blessed. You can be shouting 1 minute, but after a while, things take a toll on you, and you can say, I cannot do it. I understand the walk of Jesus, And I understand when he got to that place, you know, he asked God, he asked the Father, he said, Father, if thou take this cup away from me. Other words, Father, this just is too hard. It's just a cold world out there. The same ones that you ordained, the same people that you blessed, the
Amen.
Same tribe, the priesthood, the
yes.
same priest that you honor, the same priest that you, the
yes.
priests, my God, that
Amen.
You've chosen. It's the same
yes.
one coming after your son and condemning
God,
your son for something that he's trying to bring them into a place of peace, place of rest, place, my God, of body. The same one.
Yes.
But then, God,
yes.
then he had another moment. He says, not thy will, my God, not
yes.
my will, but let thy will be done.
Yes.
That's that counter
Amen.
That I'm talking about. That's that counter
yes.
that I'm talking about.
Yes.
Getting your
Amen.
Eyes off of different things. And say, God,
Amen.
You know what? It's not my will. It's thy will needs to be done. And I challenge
Amen.
All of you this morning.
Hey,
it doesn't
Jesus.
Matter what you're going through. It doesn't
Amen.
Matter. It doesn't matter the place that you might be at.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. Yes, it is a cruel world out there. And
yes, it is.
Yes, special for the saints of God. I never experienced it. That's why I embrace people. I can embrace people that come from out of the world better than I can
yes.
embrace people
mm-hmm.
that don't stay for so much a long time. I'm telling you, saints of God, it is. But you're going to have to do something what God, Jesus said. Not thy will, my will. But let your will to be done.
Amen.
And I pray for these leaders. I pray for you leaders, especially good leaders. I pray for you. I understand the cruelness that you could go through. But you cannot throw in the towel. Because
Amen.
At the end of the day, if God don't have us to stay in the fight, the enemy have a chance to sift the peoples of God. Don't throw in the towel. I know that the gifts that you have and the tools that God gave you, I know because I've been there. I've been there. I don't set to people that they set with me, give me a high five, and they just speak in tongues. And next thing you know, they own behind the scene calls that they talk about you. Then next thing you know,
yeah.
they come and love you again. I know, and you still got to embrace all of that. You still
Amen.
Got to love all of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Pastor, it's your job to cover.
Yes,
but you
yes,
understand
yes.
that you're not covering for yourself.
Yes.
You're covering
yes.
for the will of the Lord.
Yes,
now it
ma'am.
Comes to a question, who do you love more? Do
yes.
you love your
yes.
own feelings, your own afflictions, your own emotions? Or do you love God? Do you love God?
Yes,
and you say, God, I give myself as a living sacrifice.
Oh,
holy
my God.
Acceptable unto you. No matter what, I'm going to keep going forth in your divine
Amen.
Will and your divine purpose.
Amen.
It is a contracting, as the first caller put out. You go through that pain, and that's the pain that we're talking about. And I had to realize I had to go through a birthing. And that pain gets real. That pain gets real. Yes, it does. But thanks of God, I want you when you get to them times so you get to that feeling. Because, yes, it's going to come in your walk. Put your eyes on God. Because if your
Amen.
Eyes is not on God, your eyes is not on your first love, my God, to where he can refresh you in your assignment, you will throw
yeah.
in the towel. You will give up. You will say and walk
mm-hmm.
away. You will. You will. So I pray
yeah.
for you all this morning. Not only that, I ask the Holy Ghost also pray, because this is a very area that I never exposed, not even to ADM until now. No one ever heard that right there. But I pray for all of you, and I pray that God keep you, and ask the Holy Ghost keep me up in prayer. That we got to understand that the walk that we are in is the walk because God called us and because God chose us. And at the end of the day, the reward that comes from God is greater than anything you done been through. It's greater than anything. Leaders, continue to be good leaders. Don't get bitter. Don't get
angry.
Don't get all that in your heart because individuals and because you don't experience that. Trust me, I know if I experience it. Trust me, I know you are experiencing it as well. Don't get to the place to where, and I know that many leaders, I don't have a chance to talk to you all, but I had to let you know that it's still wrong. Don't get to the place to where church become a money hustle. I'm going to show you all a little secret. So many leaders don't turn into a financial hustle for the church. And the reason why they turned into that, because they are hurting. They say, you know what, Pastor? I had one to tell me, say, Pastor, you know what? You not these individuals comes and with their own slicking motives, and you're trying to help them, and you're trying to be a blessing to them. And where they come from, you go through the, you go beyond the call of duty to try to heal individuals. But you know what? They still betray you. They still walk away, and you're left holding the tab up. So you, and I have one say, that's why I converted over. To say, you know what, I might as well just get a financial gain from it. Because at least if they walk away, at least I got something. At least if they decide to begin to stab and do all this stuff, at least I got something. I want to let our leaders know, I understand your pain, but it's wrong. I understand where you're coming from, but it's wrong. It's wrong. Love and kindness have I called thee. And we got to have a conditional love. We got to have a conditional love. And everything that we do, we got to do it as if it's unto the Lord. The Lord only. Amen. So I pray that many of you that is listening to this morning, that you'll get refreshed and you'll get back into the assignment with God. You'll fall back into love. You got to love people through God. And you'll begin to love with God. After God took me through that moment, I love everything about pastoring. I love everything about being an apostle. I love everything about being a servant of God. I had one ask me, say, man, you must be crazy. I'm like, what do you mean I must be crazy? How can you love and you know this is going on behind you? You know that is there. And they're able to do that because I love God. And if you love God, you'll love everything that God made. You'll love everything. My God, my God don't hate Satan. God had to put a judgment call on Satan. God had a conversation with Satan in the book of Job. He didn't talk about him. He didn't threaten him. He didn't call him out of his name. He asked Satan, ask for a petition. God granted him his petition. My God Almighty, that's why Jesus said the greatest commandment of all, it is love.
Yes, it love. Is. Yes, it is. Amen.
It's love. Yes, it is. Like the mother said just a few minutes ago, like a child, amen. You love your child unconditionally, no matter what they do to bring shameless to your name, no matter what they do to hurt you, no matter what they do to stab you in your back, no matter what they do, you turn them over to the Lord and still love your child. Regardless of what.
Yes.
God love us. To die for us. We should love everything that God wonderfully made.
Amen.
I want to say this to a lot of hurting people that have been to this place. Not everybody you're going to encounter is the same.
No, it's not.
Don't hold people the same as your last experience. Don't you hold them there. Don't hold them there. You'll have a problem with God now. Because not everybody are the same. And you got to understand something. God is the biggest rewarder. God will deal with things. And sometimes people are just in a place of hurt. And they decide not to come out because they enjoy taking a seat in hurt. And they've been there for so many years to where they cannot live a functional life. They always got to live a life of dysfunctional. That's how they can function. I pray this morning, I pray for each and every one of you that no matter what you go through, no matter what pain you have, let's get out of the area of talking about church hurt. Oh, these leaders did that. What are you doing to the leader? What are you doing to the leader? I stop people now when they come from the last place I was at. No, you got to, what are you doing? You might not did nothing, but you got to understand some things that come to them. I don't believe people have the attention to come into walk with God and have the attention that I'm going to deceive everybody. I'm going to deceive everybody. I'm going to lie to everybody. I don't believe people come in with that attention. I believe something happened. I believe something happened. How do you know that, Pastor? Because I know about because of experience. Because of experience, I believe something happened. Saints of God, we got to embrace everything that God placed in our life. Let's embrace it. Let's make sure we understand who is our source. God is our source. And as long as we understand that God is our source, you could go through anything. You can love anybody, regardless of what you know, regardless of what is shown to you, what you could see. You ain't going to be like these bitter Christians. I don't got time for that. Yes, you do got time for that, because that's what God called you to. I ain't finna mess with that because they fake and phony. Well, if they fake and phony, God's going to use you to bring the realness out of them. Get out of that. Because that's what we called to, and that's what God is calling us to. Amen? I don't want to deal with that. I can't handle that no more. Well, you ain't ready to walk with God if you can't handle that. If you ain't ready to walk with God, that's what we are here for. My God Almighty. Yeah. You know what encouraged me? What encouraged me? ADM, my ADM family encouraged me so much. It's not about the things that they do. It's about I'm watching the Word of God transform their life. I'm watching, my God, how the king did one way and how God is restoring, how God done transformed their life, how their confidence is looking different, how they carrying themselves looking different, how they come from a place where they was beat it down to a place of respiration and the confidence and everything. Man, that is, man, as a pastor, they give me the drive. I don't care where we at in the world. I'm going to make it to our ADL family. Y'all better, if you don't see, if they don't see pastor, y'all better call, my God, Sasa or somebody, because he done been kidnapped. Amen. Because they encourage me.
Amen.
Regardless of all that other stuff, man, you look at people for where they was and realize you know where you used to be. That restored me, my God and mine. That is a restoring by itself. Family, keep doing what you're doing. Keep prospering in your life. Keep going in your life. And brother, over there in South Africa, my brothers, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Because if you get to the place to where you throwing in the towel, it's something in your life pushing you to that place. You just don't come to that place because you feel like it. Or you just want to throw in the towel, even though everything is going, no, something don't push you there. Something. Put your eyes on God. Put your focus on Him. And as you do that, you're going to see God take care of everything. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. I hope we said something to help you all and help you go through. I know I got a little intimate this morning, but I love to get intimate as the Holy Ghost leads. God bless you all. You keep walking into the will of God and keep walking into the things of God. Don't get bitter because you dealt with bitter people. Don't go in the towel because you got accusations. You got different things. You keep being good. You keep loving. You keep walking and embracing people. Don't you throw in the towel, brother. Don't throw in the towel, sister. Don't walk around and say these church folks or these people are not no good. And remember when you was dirt. Remember when you was walking with trash. Remember that. I had to remember that I wasn't all holy myself. Amen. So you thank God, brother. You thank God, sister. You thank God, mother. Remember where you come from. Amen?
Amen.
You remember
Amen.
Where you come from. And as you remember where you come from, let God have to do what He got to do. God had to bring me back to remember where I come from. I didn't come from a place, even though I've been raised up in a church. I wasn't holy all my life. I wasn't holy.
Amen.
My God Almighty, remember where you come from. And most of all, leaders, remember who you're doing this for. Remember your calling. Remember your assignment. Remember who you're doing this for. Remember, that at the end of the day, people got to be accountable for their own soul salvation. They have to be accountable. But because one, two, three, or four, or five, or you might have half of the church don't aim at you, that doesn't mean the other half need to suffer. Because the because one half didn't realize the gift or the jewel that they had. And the other half don't need to suffer. You remember, don't throw in the tower. If you got one person believe in you, you can't throw in no tower. Because that one soul or that one individual mean a lot to God. Mean a lot to God.
Yeah.
Don't allow people to suffer because God is pulling you through the struggle. You come out as pure gold. And you remember why you're here. You remember that God got you here to pull his people out.
Yes.
You remember. God bless you all. We got to go. And I thank God for all of you all. God bless you.
God.